Well, I'd like to ask you another question about energy production, and I know that this focuses more on our Canadian neighbors. There's a project proposed for New Hampshire. It's called this Northern Pass Project, and what that would do is essentially bring hydropower from Canada down through New Hampshire, but a lot of people, including myself, are concerned about big issues like the impact that the towers would have on views, but most importantly, eminent domain issues. Have you had a chance to look into this?
I have heard about it briefly, but I haven't studied it extensively. I'm a strong believer in private property rights. I oppose the Kelo decision, where the federal government condemned land to take it from one private owner to give it to another private owner because the government would benefit from more revenues. I think we have to be very careful about that. And I think that, again, this is something that has to be negotiated with the landowners in mind, because we just can't simply condemn their land. However, it is important that we have more energy production. And so that will have to be something that I think the states have to be involved in, and most particularly the private landowners have to be involved in.
Right. And I ask all the presidential candidates this question because it involves what's called a presidential permit, even though I'm afraid the president of the United States doesn't actually get to see the permit. It goes through the Department of Energy and goes through Department of Defense and the Secretary of State, much like the Keystone XL pipeline, which you may be more familiar with.
Right. And again, I think the private property interests have to be respected. But all of the information has to be on the table about cost, the benefits that it will be for the consumer. All of that has to be taken into consideration, whether there is a better low-impact way to be able to put up the transmission lines. Transmission lines are always an issue when they come up, but we also have to have access to energy as well. The Obama administration recently had to put a moratorium on their EPA rules, and they were looking at actually shutting down 20% of all the coal-fired plants in the United States. That would have meant rolling blackouts across the United States. And I think we have had abundant access to energy, although the price could be a lot lower than what it is. We just need to do analysis, I think, as the American people, because we need to have energy. That also is a part of job creation, affordable, accessible, reliable energy.